This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schultze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schultze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schultze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school volleyball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Mike Wick from Northmont High School, where tonight we bring you Division IV regional semifinal action featuring 23-3 Fort Loramie and 21-4 Rushi. Stay tuned in just a few minutes. You will hear conversations with the two head coaches, fifth-year mentor Aaron Watkins at Rushi and the veteran head coach John Rogers at Fort Loramie. It is the fourth straight regional appearance for Rushi, the 13th in a row for Fort Loramie. These two teams very evenly matched. Split contest during the regular season. Rushi won at home 3-1. Fort Loramie won at home 3-0. The two squads dropped a combined total of 7 matches during the season, and they dropped fewer than 20 sets, did the two squads, during the regular season. Well, Mike Wick and I are perched well above the floor here at Northmont, and we are wearing masks. So seeing the floor well and talking to you well as always, I should say, won't be taken for granted here tonight. Not at all. Bear with us. Not a lot of crowd noise. Reduced audience here at Northmont because of the health crisis, of course. And in match number one, New Bremen defeated Tri-Village 3-1. That crowd has been dispersed. New crowd filing in for our second regional semifinal match coming up here very shortly. The winner of this Rushi Fort Loramie tilt will play New Bremen on Saturday at 2 here at Northmont. That is the regional championship in Southwest Ohio in D4. The winner will advance on to the state Final Four at Vandalia Butler on November 14th and 15th, a Saturday and a Sunday. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including these anchors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, all in Fort Loramie. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. In addition, in Fort Loramie, Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Also, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie will keep you moving forward. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. And Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Plus Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, SecureCom in Minster. Many schools and colleges, government agencies, and public utilities, and healthcare and high-tech organizations have something in common, a unified security management system created by SecureCom in Minster. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom does it all. At SecureCom, we know most people have common knowledge about various security systems, but leave it to us, the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro, and at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years and years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at SecureCom.com. That's SecureCom, SecureCom, no E on the end of secure. SecureCom.com, your pros in protection. Well, for the Fort Loramie Volleyball Redskins, dealing with the loss of star Ava Schultes in the first match of the season was a blow. Head coach John Rogers said coping with Ava's ACL injury and the pandemic made things mighty tough.
everybody's faced the health crisis adversity, right? We've all been through that. Everybody's been great. Every team, everywhere we've gone, everybody's been fantastic about adapting to no locker rooms and the social distancing. And everybody's been great with that. And our girls, you know, have taken on the role of trying to be leaders, wearing their masks, doing what's right, you know, keeping your circle small, following the rules. They've been really great about that. And, you know, and then focused on their health, keeping themselves healthy, you know, boosting immune systems, doing the things that you need to do, you know, to just be healthy overall. So I think a lot's coming out of it. And then we lose Ava Schultes in the first match of the season on top of that. And that really hurt us, I think, worse than any COVID stuff would have ever hurt us. Because with COVID, you're back in 2 weeks after quarantine, Ava's lost for the season.
Right.
And it's taken quite a group effort to, you know, to get her going in a lot of ways. As far as physically on the court, it's taken an outside hitter and a freshman, Summer Hoying, to step in, and she's just doing a fantastic job. It's also taken a DS and Ava Grudich to come in, who is going to be in the mix anyway, but now you have now you're kind of thrown in, and this is your spot. And then a serving specialist who was playing a little bit of right side, Grace Rose, has now moved completely into a serving specialist role to pick up the slack in the serving. So these girls have unselfish behavior to step in and do what's needed to be done. And then on top of that, then they have to handle the emotion of losing one of their friends and their fellow warriors on the floor.
Sure.
So they've handled that, and we've worked through that. And then the leadership of bringing a freshman along who is physically capable of playing at the level, but emotionally it's awful difficult. And so there's just been an unheard of amount of things going on, and these girls have just weathered the storm and done a fantastic job, and we're right where we need to be, playing well at this time of the year.
Sure. Highlight your point getters up front.
Well, of course, Kenzie Holscher. She was once again Player of the Year in Shelby County League, Player of the Year in our district, and I'm going to assume going to be first team All Ohio again. And then, you know, that's certainly our go-to player. And she's expanded her role this year to where she's now playing six rotations for us, playing back row as well. And she would not be in there if she couldn't do the job. We have depth if necessary, and she's just done a fantastic job.
Right.
Because it gives us more offense in the back row as well as defense in the back row, a longer player to cover the floor. Another player that's done really well for us, Jada Dries, a junior who's, I don't want to say come out of nowhere because she's now a three-year letter winner, has really stepped up, and in the way we're using her in all three rotations in the front row.
Sure.
And so she's done really well, and she's actually second on the team in kills right now. So she's done a fantastic job. And then you throw in some other players who are making a big difference. Hannah Ratterman, a senior, who is a whole nother story in her own. She tore her left ACL her sophomore year, her right ACL her junior year, and now she's back her senior year as a starting middle hitter and is playing extremely well to where the league actually recognized her with an honorable mention award. And then we throw in another senior, Jaden Putoff, on the outside. I mean, the list goes on and on. You know, we've got players that are just willing to do what it takes, and then Maya Maurer feeding them the ball, working real close within 40 sets of our all-time assist record here at Fort Loramie. You know, just some record-setting careers. But the biggest thing I can say about all of them is they're just as unselfish a group as I've ever been around. They don't care about anything except the team and the success of the team.
A formidable foe tonight in Rushi, a team with which you split a couple of matches during the regular season. Head coach Aaron Watkins has helped his club reel off four straight district championships.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. It's what we expected from the beginning of the year. You know, when we first see the brackets and things that are going on, we realize we're going to be playing each other. Whether it's in the first round or the second round, we're going to be playing each other. And, it's just a matter of these teams are just going to get out there and get physical with each other and, handle the moment. Both teams have been there. Both teams knows what it feels like. And so I'm expecting a battle.
Hey, 13 straight district titles in volleyball here at Fort Loramie. It seems like each team raises the bar a little higher for the next team that comes along. The standard of excellence is way up there, and thus Fort Loramie excels in this sport.
Yeah, these girls are just, you know, I told them, and, you know, 13 is a great number. I'm excited about it. But I know Snipes and Lehman's got over 20, and Kim's got 800-plus wins. I'm not even in there. I'm not even in the same conversation as those two, right? Okay, I'm not even in the same conversation as those two. But at the same time, you know, as far as Fort Loramie goes, these girls, they don't even know. I don't even think they know that we have 13. I don't think they know. All they know is winning, playing hard, winning, competing from the time they are in third grade all the way until they're seniors.
Tell me what you fear in this Rushi squad.
Jeez, they're big. There's some big kids, big tall kids. Kate Sherman on the outside, I think she's like 6'2". They can crank. You know, if they can, you know, if they get the momentum rolling their way, they can be incredibly dangerous. They're a senior dominated team with Ashley Scott and Kendall Mon, and they can really, really get on a roll and really hurt you and get you rattled in a big way. So that's one of our goals here, is to serve tough, stay aggressive on them, and not let them get the momentum in their side of the court.
Initial sets, always important. That first one is big.
Yeah, it is. And I always say the first 10 points are about overcoming your nerves. You know, your first 10 points, you're getting in the groove, you're getting yourself settled down, and you're getting where you need to be. So if it's 10-10, that's pretty much what I would expect at that particular point. And then, you know, you start taking over with what you do well.
That was Redskins head coach John Rogers. He noted Rushi's three very good seniors. Overall, though, it's a young Rushi team, 7 sophomores, 3 freshmen play, the 3 12th graders, a couple of juniors. Fort Loramie much more experienced, 9 seniors, 5 juniors on the Redskins roster. According to Rushi head coach Aaron Watkins, his club experienced a 2-week quarantine fairly early in the year after a hot start, then went through a mid-season slump. But he said his Raiders are playing their best volleyball of the year right now. Comment on your season interrupted by a 2-week quarantine after a very good start. Then you had to regain momentum heading down the home stretch, and you are playing your best volleyball of the year here in the tournament.
Absolutely. I'd say this season, just like all of 2020 and dealing with COVID, it's been a lot of up and downs, a lot of unexpecteds, and rolling with the punches. And even with being a young team, I think we've done that extremely well. We've adapted. We've grown. And just rolled with the punches and done what's asked of us. So I think that's been big.
You said young team. 5 sophomores contribute heavily to the squad.
Yep. 5, I think we have 7 dressed. And it really, top to bottom on our roster, everyone's competing. Everyone's getting playing time. And I really think that's added to our success this year, is just having that depth top to bottom. It's made a big difference.
Take a moment, highlight those 10th graders.
We have a DS, Lindsay Vistano, number 1, a DS, Jillian Chapman, our middle hitter, CC Borchers, an outside hitter, Kate Sherman, our setter, who runs a 5-1, Maya Monin, another setter slash hitter in Kelby Dosek, and we have a DS, kind of an all-around player in Simone Putoff.
And, of course, your big point getters up front, Kate Sherman, Ashley Scott, a senior.
Yep. It's not. It's really nice when you're when you have a 1-2 punch, and those two really complement each other, playing opposite of each other. It's nice to have a go-to when we need someone in front row.
Mm-hmm. I know you really do like your depth. You've talked about it. Where does this year's club stand when compared against your 3 previous regional teams the last 3 seasons?
I think this team is the most complete. So when we're talking about having weaknesses, I think the last couple years you could point to a couple positions or a couple rotations where we were weak and a team could pick us apart. I really think this year every rotation, every position, top to bottom, is a solid player, and it's a solid rotation, and that's been the difference this year.
Hey, you got your team ready with a stout schedule. It was stringent. you went to the MAC and played, and you added added Centerville along the way.
Yeah. Yep. I think John would kind of echo this. If you want to be the best, you need to play the best. And if you go and travel to the MAC here in Shelby County League night in and night out, you've got to play your best if you want to compete and win games. And it really gets you ready for a tournament. When you're having to play night in and night out, you're used to playing that way, and that's what you expect from yourself. And that's really what we try to do.
Two regular season matches, of course, with Fort Loramie. Yep. You split them. The two clubs went 11-1 yep. in the Shelby County League, tied for first place.
Yep.
Highlight those two regular season matches. You were victorious at Rushi, Fort Loramie at home as well.
Yep. The first match, the one that we won here at Rushi, was the first week of the season. It was right before our shutdown, and we were really playing. We were in a good spot, playing well, had a lot of confidence. And the second time we played around was at Loramie. I think we were about a week, maybe 10 days back from our quarantine.
Right, right.
And team chemistry wasn't quite there. It's always a little tougher playing at Loramie, obviously. And so I think having this game, you know, we've both been playing. We're both in a good place right now. And at a neutral court, it's going to be a great match.
Hey, we fans, and oftentimes we media people, really don't understand the method to the madness to volleyball performance. I know it's really key on the offensive side of the net to play your game. What do you mean by that, Coach?
We focus on all the little details and what we can control on our side. So by that, if we can get a good pass off a serve receive, or you know, if our defense can pick up a ball from the other side or get a block up on one of the big hitters on the other side of the net, that really is putting us in a better position to run our offense and really click on all cylinders.
Regional championship match a year ago, Rushi, Fort Loramie.
Yep.
You took a set off the Redskins. You came close to forcing that to five.
Yep.
What's the key to winning this match over Fort Loramie tonight?
Tonight, it's going to be a mental match for us, really. It's a rivalry for these girls. It has been, you know, from third or fourth grade volleyball clear up till now. So tonight's a mental game. I think if we come in and we're disciplined and play our game, we do stuff on our side of the net well, we're going to be in a really good position at the end of the night.
Aaron Watkins, head coach of the Rushi Raiders, has noted Rushi and Fort Loramie tied for the Shelby County League Championship. Both clubs in the number one spot, dead even, 11-1 in SCAL action. I might note a couple of outside SCAL common opponents for these two schools. Fort Loramie defeated New Bremen. New Bremen topped Rushi. Fort Loramie defeated a very good St. Paris Graham team. St. Paris Graham nipped Rushi 3-2. Just some interesting side notes regarding common opponents. These two clubs met head-on fairly early in the Shelby County Athletic League season. In fact, in the first month of play, they performed twice against each other. You can throw those two contests out long time ago. Don't mean a thing. And as head coach John Rogers noted, the first 15, 20 points, important. Does one team suffer more jitters than the other? Who gets off to the better start? Typically, he said, I'm satisfied with a 10-10 tie after 20 points. But I think it's very important for Rushi to play mentally strong through the first 20 points and be even with Fort Loramie or no more than just a few points behind. That will assist the psyche of these Rushi Raiders.
And I think we're looking at a great eight ball game here tonight.
Oh, it should be an exciting volleyball match. Again, limited crowd on hand, sea of red and black across the way from Fort Loramie, blue and gold down below from Rushi. Statistically, these two clubs very even, averaging 12 kills per set, both Fort Loramie and Rushi. Fort Loramie, 3.5 aces per set, Rushi just under 3. From an attacking standpoint, Kenzie Holscher, 381 kills on the year, close to 6 per set. In the serving department, Ava Grudich for Fort Loramie has served, leading to 232 points on the campaign. Maya Maurer, Kenzie Holscher, the top two blockers up front for Fort Loramie. Riley Heitkamp,
by far and away the digs leader for Fort Loramie. Ball handling, Maurer, 84 assists. Serve receive, Holscher, Riley Heitkamp, and Grudich at the top. For Rushi in the attacking department, Sherman, 297 kills. Scott, 280. Serving department, Simone Putoff, 96%. Very, very good. C.C. Borchers, the leading blocker. Kendall Monin on top with more than 400 digs. Ball handling. Monin is number one in assists for the Rushi Raiders. She has had a sparkling year. And let me make sure that I get them straight for you. Kendall Monin, libero, 5'4 senior. Maya Monin, sophomore, 5'6 center for Rushi. Maya, assist maker deluxe. And in the serve receive department, Kendall Monin, Ashley Scott, 1 and 2. We're all set to go. We're underway. First rally. It is Scott near side to Sherman for Fort Loramie. Blocked back by Fort Loramie. Then Rushi touches. It glances off the fingertips of a player and goes off the side of the floor. Here is Fort Loramie serving, and I tell you what, I want to make sure that I get these two teams straight. They're both wearing a lot of black. That's Fort Loramie, far side, left of the net, serving, getting off to a good start to go in front 2-0.
Looks like Maya Maurer.
Yep. Maya Maurer, very good player for Fort Loramie, helping lead the Redskins to a 2-0 lead. And then Rushi comes back. Sherman on the front line smacks one deep into Fort Loramie's end off the elbow of a Redskin. And it's 2-1 in favor of Fort Loramie. Serving Rushi right to left as you use your imagination. Here on your phone or computer screen. Oh, here's an attempt at a kill by Fort Loramie at the net. It's blocked back by Ashley Scott, and it falls on the Redskins' side, and we're tied up at 2. Here is Rushi serving. Fort Loramie serve, receive. Ashley Scott nudges one up and over. Near side of the floor. Jada Dries for Fort Loramie gets it back. Good rally underway. Oh, here's a short shot up front by Fort Loramie. Rushi deflects it off a Redskin player. And it's 3-2. 3-2. Rushi on top of Fort Loramie by a point. Here is Fort Loramie. Serve, receive. Oh, what a hit. Great shot. Near side. Near side for the Redskins. Wow. Let's see if we can pick up the numeral on the back of the Fort Loramie player. It was Kenzie Holscher. She's got the big 6. And Kate Sherman's got the 4. That's the numeral on the rear side of her jersey. Great serve. Wow. Well done by the Redskins. Or I should say a great serve by the Rushi Raiders, Julian Chapman. Nicely done by Julian to lift Rushi to a 5-2 lead. Julian strides forward. Fort Loramie has to dig it off the floor. It's Ava Grudich. 3 hits the Redskins. Here's Rushi setting. Oh, a back set on the play for Sherman. And Fort Loramie gets it up and over. In the net is Rushi. The Raiders can't retaliate, and it's 5-3. Redskins serving down to her left. Up and over. Nice return on the play by Julian Chapman of Rushi. Up front it goes to Scott. She and Sherman with a two-team action against Fort Loramie for the point. Raiders a good beginning, 6-3. Rushi on top. Kendall Monin serving. Monin, the libero, steps into it. Whips it to Fort Loramie's back line. It's Riley Heitkamp up front. There's a set near side. Holscher got it. Well done, Kenzie Holscher. 6 foot senior. 6'4", Rushi on top. Here is Fort Loramie serving down to our left. It is Holscher with the honors. Rushi, 1-2-3 hit, set far side for Sherman, and she tries to pour one down the left side of the Fort Loramie floor, but she misses the stripe, and it's off the court of play. Point, Fort Loramie, which claws back within one. Holscher serving for Fort Loramie. 6-5 score. Good service off the fingertips of Bailey Pullman of Rushi. Even up at 6. Holscher on a roll for Fort Loramie. 3 points in a row now for the Redskins. Holscher powers one toward the back line. Ball dug to the front line. Maya Monin gets it up and over for Rushi. Fort Loramie slams one back. 3 hits for the Raiders. Good save. Fort Loramie with a set far side of the floor. And it is in. Outstanding play by Summer Hoing, the freshman for Fort Loramie. The 5'11 ninth grader drilled a shot on the stripe. That lifts Fort Loramie to the lead. No, it was ruled out, apparently. Ruled out. My mistake. Point to the Raiders. Boy, by an eyelash, Hoing's attempt at a kill just missed the white line. 7-6 in favor of Rushi. That broke a 3-point string before Loramie. Oh, here's a great save on the play. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp, but then Rushi retaliates and smacks one to the back line. Well done, Sherman and Ashley Scott. Point for the Raiders, who lead it 8-6. The winner plays Tri-Village in a regional championship match, or I should say New Bremen, which defeated Tri-Village 3-1 in our earlier regional semifinal. The finals are Saturday at 2 here at Northmont. Good rally underway with Rushi leading 8-6. Fort Loramie with a kill attempt at the net. Blocked back by Sherman. And we've got Fort Loramie getting it up and over eventually, but a Redskin is clearly into the netting. 3 straight points by Rushi. After the Raiders had tied it at 6. It's 9-6 Rushi. Simone Putoff serving for the Raiders. Here's Fort Loramie. Serve, receive. Ball sent to the near side to CeCe Borchers for Rushi. She gets it up and over. And then Fort Loramie makes a nice angle hit. Cross court in the corner. It's good. That was Quinn Schultes for Fort Loramie. Beautiful play by Quinn. 5'7 junior. 9-7 our score in favor of Rushi. Even Steven match here at the outset. Raiders off to a good beginning. And that's what the blue and gold needed. Fort Loramie serving to the back row of Rushi. Served by Maya Maurer. And then 1-2-3 hits by Rushi into the corner of the floor. And Fort Loramie can't get to it. Ashley Scott with the point. She delivered. She has the service honors. 10-7. Rushi in the lead. Fort Loramie serve, receive. Set far side of the floor for Holscher. And a dig attempt off the floor by Rushi. Not good. Give Holscher the point. It's 10-8. 10-8 Rushi. Fort Loramie serving left to right. Down but 2. Serve, receive, Rushi. Set up front. And it's a kill attempt on the play by the Raiders. It was CeCe Borchers attempting to drive it home, but Fort Loramie blocked it back and got the point. Well done by Grace Rose. Served by Fort Loramie. 10-9 in favor of the Raiders. Here's a shot up front by Rushi. Yes, it's in. 11-9, Rushi. Raiders up 2. Fort Loramie had a slight lead, 2-1 in the first 3 points. Has not led since. Here's a serve by Rushi to the back line. Oh, a little dink shot at the net by Fort Loramie's in at the feet of a Raider. 11-10. Rushi up 1. Good thinking by Jada Dries of Fort Loramie. She notches the point. 1-point lead, Rushi. Ava Grudich serving now for the Redskins. Here is Rushi. 1-2-3 hits. The last at the net is a beauty. Wow. That was Kelby Dosick. She slammed one home. The 5'9 sophomore powered one down the left side of the floor to lift Rushi to a 12-10 edge. Ashley Scott serving for the Raiders. Here is the third attempt by Fort Loramie after some poor passing, and it's into the net. Scoreboard now registers that last point for the Raiders, 13-10 lead. Here's Rushi's service by Scott down the right side of the floor. Three hits by Fort Loramie, glances off a Raider. It goes up and over the net eventually. Fort Loramie makes a kill attempt. The Rushi Raiders get it back. One, two, three hits on the Fort Loramie side. The ball set near side of the floor for Dries, but she smacks that one too wide and long off the floor. Redskins need a timeout. 14-10 Rushi after the unforced error by Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
As we return to action, Kenzie Holscher breaks the Rushi streak with a spike down the left side of the floor and then a service error by Fort Loramie, and Rushi's lead is back to four again at 15-11. Both teams wearing black shorts, a little confusing at the outset. White shirts, blue numerals outlined in gold for Rushi. Fort Loramie, black from top to bottom. White numbers trimmed in black. Long service by Rushi is too long. Just a bit too much umph on that effort by the Raiders, and it's 15-12. Fort Loramie's back within three. Here is Fort Loramie serving. Serve received by the Raiders. Ball set near side. Here's a shot. Yes. Wow. Well done. I believe it was Maya Monin, but apparently Rushi was in the net. So wipe out the point. Take it away. Give it to Fort Loramie. 15-13. Redskins within two. Serve received. Rushi. Set for Maya Monin. And then she delivers it off on the play to Kate Sherman. And she nails it. Sherman with a point. Well, I'm confused again. They called in the net. Give it to Fort Loramie. Couple of breaks in a row for the Redskins, who are within one, 15-14. Serve, receive. Ball set near side for Ashley Scott. Fort Loramie drills it to the back line. It's in, and we're tied at 15. Even up at 15, that four-point lead for the Raiders eliminated. Ava Grudich with the point for Fort Loramie. 15-15 tie. The two clubs have split the first 30 points. Fort Loramie, though, with just one lead at 2-1. Here's a set middle of the floor for Sherman. Tries to fool Fort Loramie and dump one across. Fort Loramie gets it back. Great block by Rushi. Oh, here's Sherman nudging one over. Well done by Kate Sherman. She's been a star so far for the Raiders. Kate Sherman has been sharp. 6-foot sophomore. Rushi back up one, 16-15. Kendall Monin serving. Three hits Redskins. Near side attempt by Holscher. She tried to flip one over into an open area. Rushi was wise to it. Got it back. One, two, three hits for the Redskins. And that one sails beyond the end of the floor. No good. Kenzie Holscher on the spike. Missed it. 17-15 Rushi. Serving Kendall Monin for the Raiders. Back line, Riley Heitkamp's got it for Fort Loramie. Here's a cross-court attempt. It is spiked by Fort Loramie, but it's no good. A little heavy again. Fort Loramie, a couple of kill opportunities. Not on the court of play, and Rushi's built a three-point lead again, 18-15. Serve, receive, Fort Loramie. Oh, a nice dig by Kendall Monin. Up front, it goes to Sherman. Sherman smacks one off the hands of a Redskin player. One, two, three, a fourth hit by Fort Loramie. Kate Sherman, star of this match so far. It's early. First set not complete. Rushi up before again, 19-15. Service miscue by Kendall Monin. She hit that one too strong. 19-16, Fort Loramie trailing by three. Kenzie Holscher serving for Fort Loramie. She walks into the shot. Ball dug off the floor, back line by Ashley Scott. Up front it goes to a teammate, and it's spiked up and over by Rushi. Well done. It was Sherman again. Oh, she's had at least seven, maybe as many as eight, of Rushi's 20 points. 20-16 lead, Raiders. Three hits Fort Loramie, the last Badrice. It sails to Rushi's back line. And then Fort Loramie gets it over. Rushi spikes it to the back of the court. Off the forearm of a Redskin. Timeout, Fort Loramie, which trails 21-16. Rushi red hot here at the start. Unscores broadcast.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Simone put off serving for Rushi, which is in the lead, 21-16. Three hits by Fort Loramie. Kendall Monin with a nice save. Here's a set near side for CeCe Borchers. She gets it over. Fort Loramie retaliates with three hits. And then Rushi up front. Clubs one to the back line of Fort Loramie off the knee of a Redskin. Ashley Scott gets the credit. 22-16, Rushi's biggest lead. Six-point advantage for the Raiders. Here's a short serve into the net cord by Rushi. That one hurts. 22-17 in favor of Rushi. Fort Loramie serving Maya Maurer. She needs to get on a hot streak for the Redskins, who are behind by five. Rushi needs just 3 points to get to 25 and a first set victory. New Bremen beat Tri-Village in our first match. 3-1. Tri-Village played very well in set three to win it. And then New Bremen stormed to the triumph. Here's a serve by Fort Loramie. Rushi on the front line goes up and over Redskin players and it hits the stripe at the back of the court. What a shot by Ashley Scott again. 23-17, Rushi. Serve receive Fort Loramie. Redskins have to go off the court to get it. Fine shot by Riley Heitkamp in the middle. And then a couple of touches by Rushi. Two touches by the same player. And Fort Loramie is down five at 23-18. Rushi needs two to take the set. Grace Rose serving for Fort Loramie. She walks into the shot. Oh, it's dug off the floor on the play by Kendall Monin of Rushi. Ball goes high in the air by the Raiders. Back line, it's Fort Loramie. Three hits. Up front, here's Maya Monin setting near side for Kendall Monin. And then Fort Loramie on the near side of the floor. It's Jada Dries coming up a little short on the spike attempt. It hit the net cord. C.C. Borchers does the serving here for Rushi, which is 1 point away from taking set number one. 24-18, it's been decisive. Fort Loramie's only lead was a 2-1. Three hits, Fort Loramie, blocked back by Rushi. Fort Loramie tries to go cross court. No, Kenzie Holscher couldn't get it to fall. No, it was Jada Dries who just missed the mark. Point to the Rushi Raiders. Now Rushi's left the floor thinking the set was won, but the point's been awarded to Fort Loramie. A technical violation, perhaps. Rushi broke the plane below the net. That's all I can figure. Point Redskins. That's a reprieve. Scoreboard had shown it 25-18. Instead, it's 24-19. Fort Loramie gets a breath of life and serves. Three hits by Rushi, the last of which is by Maya Mann, and Fort Loramie blocks it back, and it's a point for the Redskins. 24-20. Fort Loramie needs to streak with four more points. Serve, receive, Rushi. Set up front for Borchers. Borchers to Scott, who taps it up and over. Fort Loramie retaliates. A spike by the Redskins at the feet of a Raider on the back line. Ava Grudich, that's the point for the Redskins, who are down three. 24-21. Three straight by Fort Loramie. Serve, receive, Rushi. Here's the ball set near side for Maya Monin. She gets it up and over. Fort Loramie blocks it back. The rally's underway, and the shot by Fort Loramie is very wide outside the antenna. No good. Raiders eventually win set one, 25-21 in favor of Rushi here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer with Mike Wick from here at Northmont. And Rushi is off to a great beginning, winning set number one by a final tally of 25-21. It was really more decisive than that. The Raiders had a couple of six-point leads late in that first set at 22-16 and 24-18. Fort Loramie's only lead at 2-1 in the first 3 points. Fort Loramie did get it tied at 6, then again at 15. A great play all over the floor by Rushi. Far fewer unforced errors by the Raiders in that initial set. And the front line play of Rushi was outstanding. The duo of Ashley Scott and Kate Sherman were splendid. And it looks like Rushi is attempting to go right at the star spiker up front for Fort Loramie and Kenzie Holscher. Trying to get her anchored in one position, not allowing her to move around very much. Redskins need to step up. In the regular season, they split a couple of matches, both early in the campaign. Rushi won the first one at Rushi. Fort Loramie won the second one at Fort Loramie. Each club was dominant at home. Ava Grudich serves for Fort Loramie to start set number two. 1-0 in favor of Rushi. The winner of this match will take on New Bremen Saturday at 2. New Bremen disposed of Tri-Village 3-1 in the earlier regional semifinal here tonight. Well, Kate Sherman opens up the second set with a fine spike for the Raiders, who are in the lead 1-0. Rushi serving from the back line, done by Jillian Chapman. Up and over, three hits Redskins. And then Sherman makes maybe her first miscue of the night.
I guess she's allowed to have one every now and again.
Yep, she got caught between a spike and a routine shot and plowed that ball into the net cord. It's one apiece after 2 points here at the start of the second set. Ball set up front for Sherman. Oh, she comes right back and makes amends with a kill.
I'd love to see it when she comes back like that.
The sophomore Kate Sherman off to a blazing beginning here. 2-1 lead for the Raiders in set two. Serving here for Rushi is Kendall Monin. She powers it near side of the floor to Grudich. Grudich up and over for Fort Loramie. And Rushi gets it back. Then the Redskins make a cross-court kill. Kenzie Holscher on the shot. We're even up at two. Serving for Fort Loramie is Jaden Putoff. Putoff, the 5'9 senior, walks it up. It goes to the back line, Scott. Oh, here's a nice set from Maya Monin to Kate Sherman, and she parks one down the left side of the court for Rushi. Well, at least I thought she did, yeah. At first, the ball was going to the Fort Loramie side, and now Rushi gets set to serve. It's Simone Putoff with the honors. Raiders in the lead, 3-2. Fort Loramie, three hits. Kill attempt, far side of the floor by Maya Maurer. Knocked back up and over by Rushi. Redskins return. And then Kendall Monin steps forward to push one to the back line for Rushi. Fort Loramie retaliates down the side. It's Kenzie Holscher. Missed it. A little wide by half a foot. Rushi leads 4-2. Fort Loramie, three hits. Good serve receive. Wow, some great digging tonight by Kendall Monin of Rushi. She's had two already in this rally. Fort Loramie up front. Shot is made. It's on the back stripe. Credit Kenzie Holscher once again. It's been the Holscher-Sherman battle. We thought it might be. That duo has been going at it. 4-3 in favor of Rushi, which leads 1-0. Three hits for the Raiders. Last near side by Ashley Scott. Blocked back by Fort Loramie. It comes to Scott again. She pushes one up and over off the net cord. No, it drops back to the Rushi side. Point Redskins were tied at 4. It was Holscher who got her fingertips on it last for Fort Loramie to earn the point. Serve received by Rushi. Or I should guess by the Raiders. It's Kendall Monin. Three hits. Rushi setting far side of the floor. It is Summer Hoying, and she is off the side of the floor just a little wide. Missed it. 5-4 Rushi. Hoying, the freshman for the Redskins. Maya Monin serving for Rushi. Digging it off the floor for the Redskins is Riley Heitkamp. 1-2-3 hits now on the Raider side. Three hits by the Redskins, the last of which missed the corner of the floor. It's no good. Hoying on the attempt. 6-4. Rushi serving with the lead. Up 1-0. Maya Monin steps into the serve. Dug off the floor by Fort Loramie. Some good passing. Fine block at the net, though, by Rushi. Fort Loramie, three hits. Raiders come back with three, the last of which by Ashley Scott is deflected by a Redskin. Point Rushi. 7-4 Raiders. Rushi up 1-0. These two clubs played in the regional championship a year ago. 3-1 victory Fort Loramie then. Rushi trying to turn the tables here tonight. 3-point lead, second set. Fort Loramie, 1, 2, 3 hits. The last of which is tried by Summer Hoying, up and over, well done. Rushi, 3 hits. Here's a set near side for Ashley Scott. No, electing to take it herself is Maya Monin. Good rally here. We've gone back and forth 7 or 8 times. Rushi pushes to the back line of Fort Loramie. Ball nudged up and over up front of Fort Loramie. 3 hits by the Raiders, the last of which is by Sherman. Fort Loramie attempts, Dries drops it at the foot of a Raider who can't get it back. Well done by Dries. She was alert. Found an open zone in the Rushi defense. And that lengthy rally winds up awarding Fort Loramie a .75. Raiders up 2. Only 1 lead in this match tonight for Fort Loramie. And it was back at 2-1 at the very beginning of the night. Serve received by the Raiders. Ashley Scott with a cross-court kill. Oh, nice recovery by Fort Loramie. Here's a back set by the Raiders, and blocked in beautifully. Phenomenal play by Fort Loramie. Well done by the Redskins. I think it might have been Summer Hoying. 7-6, 1-point lead, Rushi. Here's Fort Loramie serving into the net, shy of the mark. Unforced miscue. 8-6, Raiders serving. CC Borchers with the honors. 2-point lead, Rushi. She flips it up and over. Redskins 3 hits. Here's a back set on the play for Summer Hoying. Got it! Well done. Summer Hoying crossed up Rushi. She went to the other side of the floor. And she was successful on that occasion. 8-7, 1-point lead, Raiders. Grace Rose serving for the Redskins, who were down a point. She jumps into her serve. Ball set on the backside for Ashley Scott. She tries to slide one past the Redskins softly. Fort Loramie's aware. 1, 2, 3 hits Redskins, the last of which is by Grudich. 3 hits Rushi, the last of which is by Scott. Fort Loramie recovers. Here's a set for Jada Dries, and it's off the net cord. Side out, Rushi. 9-7, Raiders back up 2. Ashley Scott serving for Rushi. Very important second set. Fort Loramie's down 1-0. Serving is Scott. Middle of the floor, dug nicely by Heitkamp. And a shot by Fort Loramie goes to the far side of the court. Not a lot on it, but it was well placed. Beautifully done by Hannah Ratterman of Fort Loramie. Ratterman, the 5'10 senior. Or was it Ava Grudich on the shot,
yeah, she's
Mike?
Serving now.
Ava Grudich is serving, yes. Point to Ratterman. That was a superb play. 9-8, Rushi. 3 hits on the Raiders side, the last of which by Sherman is drilled down the left side. That was a hummer. Fort Loramie couldn't take care of it.
Great placement on that one.
Too much mustard on that shot by Sherman. Rushi's in the lead by 2 again, 10-8, as the clubs continue to trade points. 1-0 lead, Rushi. Here's the serve of the Raiders, a line drive over the net. Oh, Fort Loramie, what a shot by the Redskins. That was Ella Ratterman. Ella Ratterman blistered one from the middle of the floor. Rushi could not cope with it. 10-9 in favor of Rushi. Ebb and flow of volleyball is something else. Here's a serve by Fort Loramie, and it goes 5 feet off the end of the floor. 11-9 in favor of Rushi. Kendall Monin serving for the Raiders. Neither team yet to ignite a streak of points here in this second set. Great serve, Monin, deep left corner of the floor, and it's not handled by Quinn Schultes, and Fort Loramie needs a break, a timeout. Head coach John Rogers gets it. 12-9 Raiders, who are up a set 1-0 on scores broadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
As we return to action, Fort Loramie gets a much-needed point. It's turned in by Ava Grudich, 12-10. Rushi in the lead, but two. And then the Raiders retaliate. Wow, what a shot by Kate Sherman up front. She exploded on a spike attempt, hammered it home, deep left corner of the floor. A lot of steam on that ball. Fort Loramie just could not dig it off the bottom of the floor. 13-10, Raiders up three. Rushi has clearly outplayed Fort Loramie so far, but not on that point. It's Kenzie Holscher. She matches the point by Rushi. That was a powerful shot by Kenzie. And she cranked up one. Rushi on the back line could not dig it. And it's 13-11. Rushi maintains a two-point lead. Rushi's biggest advantage in this set, three. Rushi led by six a couple of times in set one. Three hits here on the Fort Loramie side. One, two, three hits for the Raiders. It is sent to the back line by Kendall Monin. Here's a fine shot on the front line by Fort Loramie. Wow! Hannah Ratterman pops one to the left side of the floor. Rushi's defense had overshifted, and it's 13-12 in favor of Rushi. Kenzie Holscher serving here for the Redskins, who are down a point. Ball to the back line of Rushi. Monin goes off the court to save it. Then Ashley Scott goes off the court to make the third hit. One, two, three hits up front by Fort Loramie. Block back by Scott. And then a carry by Fort Loramie. Violation point Raiders. 14-12, Rushi. Fort Loramie continues to get within one in this set. Can't draw even. Maya Monin serving for Rushi. Oh, that's a beauty. Line drive down the left side. Kenzie Holscher went sprawling, couldn't reel it in. 15-12 in favor of Rushi. Monin serving again for the Raiders, who are up one set to none. Here is the ball dug off the floor by Riley Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. It is fed up front where the ball is shot up and over the net by Fort Loramie, rolled along the net cord and dropped on the Raiders' side. Kenzie Holscher gets credit for it. 15-13. Rushi's lead is two. Fort Loramie within striking range. Boy, you expected close sets in this match today. Rushi won the first one, 25-21. Fort Loramie had just one lead. Here is Rushi, three hits. Fort Loramie gets it back. Kill attempt near side by Dries. Good recovery by Rushi. Raiders pound it to the back line. Ball set up front for Dries again for Fort Loramie. And Rushi clearly has a shoulder in the net. Violation Raiders. Point Fort Loramie. 15-14. Rushi up one. Maya Maurer serving for Fort Loramie. 1 point lead Rushi. Maurer hums one to the back line. And miscommunication by Rushi. One gal thought a teammate would get it. Neither did. We're even at 15. 15-15 tie. We had a 15-15 tie after 30 points in the first set. Then Rushi pulled away. Rushi the victor in set number one, 25-21. Fort Loramie serving. One, two, three hits, set, middle of the floor. Ashley Scott, well done by Rushi Scott. She clubbed that one. Fort Loramie couldn't collect it. Serving here for the Raiders is CeCe Borchers. Rushi's recaptured a one-point lead, 16-15. Fort Loramie three hits, the last by Holscher. Here's a set near side for Scott. Oh, dug off the floor by Riley Heitkamp. To the front line it goes, and it's a tip attempt by Hannah Ratterman. Not good. It fell shy, and it's 17-15. Rushi up two. Rushi leading one set to none. CeCe Borcher serving. Ball fed to Grudich in the back line. Fort Loramie, one, two, three hits, the third of which is way up in the air and off the court. No good. 18-15, Rushi. CeCe Borchers tries to keep the string alive, serving again for the Raiders. Oh, here's a dive attempt, middle of the floor by Grudich. Got it back for Fort Loramie. Three hits, Redskins. Here's a set near side for Rushi. Kill attempt by Carly Scott. We've got a discussion. We've got a discussion. It sailed long, but it was tipped by Fort Loramie. Point Rushi. 19-15 lead. Carly Scott, the freshman, nails it. Borcher serving again for Rushi. Four-point lead Raiders. Kill attempt, front line, Summer Hoyne got it for Fort Loramie. That was much needed for the Redskins. Give credit to Hannah Ratterman on that shot. 19-16. Raiders by three. It had been 19-15. Grace Rose serving for Fort Loramie. To the back line where it's taken by Kendall Monin of Rushi. Up front to a teammate. Oh, it falls short. A passing error by Rushi. Point Fort Loramie. 19-17 Raiders. Grace Rose serving again. One set to none lead Rushi. Raiders in the lead but two late in the second set. Three hits on the Raiders side. Last by Carly Scott. Blocked back by Fort Loramie. And then Rushi powers one beyond the end of the floor. Well off the court. Streak for Fort Loramie. Three in a row. Raiders head coach Aaron Watkins takes a timeout. 19-18 Rushi. Up one set to none already on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Oh, so many thanks to Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. High-quality furniture priced just right. More about Goffney in a moment. Action underway, and Rushi's third hit is off the edge of the floor. Ashley Scott couldn't get it to fall. It missed the stripe, and we're tied up at 19. It was 19-15 Rushi. Four in a row by Fort Loramie. Rushi called a timeout after three straight. It's now even, deadlocked at 19. Grace Rose continues the honors. She's on a roll for Fort Loramie. She serves. Here is Rushi, one, two, three hits, set, middle of the floor. Ashley Scott, good recovery by Fort Loramie. Set near side of the floor by the Redskins for Jada Dries. Rushi gets it back. Oh, we got a good rally going here. Who will break the tie? Fort Loramie tries to go cross court. Blocked back by Ashley Scott. Fort Loramie sends it to Rushi's back line. It goes up front to Scott again. Great effort by Fort Loramie to return. Shot by the Redskins is good. Jada Dries notches the point. Rushi went lurching for it. Back edge of the court. Couldn't make the recovery. And Fort Loramie's got its first lead of this set, 20-19. Its first lead since 2-1 at the start of the night. Grace Rose, red hot, serving for Fort Loramie, which has scored five in a row. One, two, three hits for the Raiders. Fort Loramie gets it back. Rushi's got to go to the back line. Great save by Kendall Monin. Three hits by Fort Loramie, the last of which is by Hannah Ratterman. Beautifully placed at the foot of a Raider. Here comes Fort Loramie late in the second set. Timeout, Rushi again. 21-19, Fort Loramie. Six straight points for the Redskins. Late in set two, Rushi up one set to none on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Here we go. The stretch run of the second set. Fort Loramie has reeled off 6 points in a row to go from 19-15 down to 21-19 on top. Grace Rose continues to serve. Oh, she's been remarkable right here. Here's a shot by Rushi off the net court. Fort Loramie dives to keep it alive and get it up and over. Here's a set near side on the play for Carly Scott of Rushi. And it's drilled from the right side of the floor by the Raiders. It's good. Bailey Pullman got the point. Carly Scott set her up. 21-20. Fort Loramie up one. Ashley Scott serving for the Raiders. She pops that one to the back line of Fort Loramie. It's Riley Heitkamp, blocked back by Rushi. It glanced off her red skin. Oh, was that a heck of a play by Bailey Pullman of the Raiders. Right place, right time. 21-21 tie. Ashley Scott serving for Rushi. It's Kenzie Holscher, back edge of the floor. Set up front for Dries. Uh-oh, a carry, a lift by Fort Loramie. That was clear. And Rushi, after the second timeout by head coach Aaron Watkins, has poured home three straight points. 22-21, Rushi. Ashley Scott to Fort Loramie's back line. A missed pass. A missed pass. An error in communication by the Redskins. Four in a row by Rushi. 2 points from winning set two. Timeout Redskins. 23-21 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center.
Rushi serving, leading by two, 23-21, up one set to none. Serve receive Fort Loramie. Here's Rushi's Kendall Monin, middle of the floor for Ashley Scott. Kill attempt to the back line of Fort Loramie. Diving as Holscher punches it up front. It hits the floor below the net. Point Rushi. 24-21 Raiders. Wow. Five in a row by Rushi. They've answered the bell. Raiders need a point here to take the second set. Here is Holscher knocking one off the arm of a Raider on the front line. Point Rushi, or I should say Fort Loramie. 24-22. The lead is Rushi's by two. Ava Grudich serving for Fort Loramie. Redskins have got to reel off three in a row. Two more, including this one here that is big. Oh, Sherman with a kill attempt. Blocked back nicely. Good recovery by Fort Loramie. And then the Redskins on the near side get a shot from Jada Dries, which falls. Jada Dries found the opening. 24-23, Rushi. Fort Loramie can pull even. You got to get to 25, but two. Rushi a point away. This is a set point for the Raiders still. This is a third in a row. Fort Loramie hanging on. Big rally underway, and the Raiders get it. The Raiders get it. It was Bailey Pullman at the front of the net. She got a terrific set on the play and notched a point back corner of the floor. It was a seesaw, last 10 or 12 points or so, and Rushi wins the second set by a 25-23 count. Raiders up 2-0 over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
We are a full minute away from the start of the third set. It could be the third and final set of the night. Rushi's in the lead, 2-0, having won over Fort Loramie, 25-21 and 25-23. Oh, we're so pleased here on scoresbroadcast.com to promote Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's fully qualified, a licensed physical therapist. He works with you one-on-one. He develops a truly customized program for you. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program for you. He treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments, knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. Most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. For the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. That's 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. Here we go. We launch the third set, and we've got a fine rally underway. Here's a back set by Fort Loramie. Jada Dries nudges it up and over. 1, 2, 3 hits by Rushi, the last of which by Borchers is a good one. Here is Summer Hoying at the net for Fort Loramie, pushing it up and over. Fort Loramie leads it 1-0 to start set three. Volleyball, such a game of momentum, and it can shift. Fort Loramie needs a set victory here to stay in the match and to start swinging that momentum back its way. And Fort Loramie gets two successive points here at the start of set number two to go in front 2-0. Jada Dries with a good beginning. But then here's a serve by Fort Loramie into the netting. 2-1. Redskins by a point. Chapman serving for Rushi. Jillian steps into it. Heitkamp digs it off the floor. Set far side for Dries of Fort Loramie. She hammers it over. And then Hrushi sets it up for Sherman. Oh, near the antenna, near side of the floor. She had an open alley, and she stroked that one home. 2-2 tie. Two set to none lead, Hrushi. Chapman serving again. The 5-6 sophomore. Middle of the floor, Fort Loramie's got it. It is Quinn Shouldis setting it up front for Summer Hoing, who pumps one across. Rushi's got three hits. And then it's set by the Raiders. Guess who? Kenzie Holscher. She connects. Boy, she cranked that one up. Not a chance. The Raiders could stop it. 3-2 lead, Fort Loramie. Maya Maurer serving for the Redskins. The 5'11 senior. Outstanding setter. She fires that one toward the back line. Dug off the hardwood there by Ashley Scott, who feeds up front to guess who? Kate Sherman. And she blisters one right down the pike. 3-3 tie, third set. 2-0 lead, Hrushi. Here is Kendall Monin. She walks up ahead at the back line. Knocks one to Riley Heitkamp, back line for the Redskins. She sets it near side of the floor for Summer Hoing. Oh, what a shot by her. She sails one cross court. No one home for Hrushi. 4-3. Raiders lead by one. Here is Fort Loramie serving. Serve received. Set middle of the floor. The Maya Monin of Hrushi. And then the kill attempt of the Raiders is a good one down the left side of the court. Fort Loramie can't recover. It hits the palm of the hand of a Redskin. And it's a 4-4 tie. I may have mistakenly said a couple of points ago Hrushi was up a couple. Fort Loramie was in the lead too. My error. Three hits for the Redskins, the last of which is good. Deflection by Hrushi off the court. 5-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. Summer Hoing with two very good plays at the outset of the third set. Just a ninth grader. Maya Maurer serving for Fort Loramie. 5-4 lead Redskins. They try to push this to a fourth set. Here is a weak shot by Hrushi, and it's an easy spike at the net. But guess who? Summer Hoing again. 6-4 Fort Loramie. Hrushi a bit lazy defensively here at the beginning of the third set, and Fort Loramie is inspired. Maya Maurer serves again for Fort Loramie. The middle of the floor, Hrushi sets for Scott. Oh, a kill by Ashley Scott. A lot on that ball, and it was a twister off the elbow of a Redskin, side of the floor into the stands. 6-5 Hrushi. Maya Monin serving for the Hrushi Raiders. Here is Fort Loramie. 1-2-3 hits. The last to spike. It hit the stripe. It hit the stripe. Yes. Jada Dries with a great shot. 7-5. Fort Loramie in the lead but two. Third set. Raiders up two sets to none. Grace Rose serving for the Redskins. Here is Hrushi, middle of the floor. Ball set for Scott. Oh, she finds an open spot in the Loramie zone. It's good. It hit the hardwood. 7-6, Fort Loramie's lead whittled to one. Hrushi serving. CeCe Borchers has the honors. And she flips that one to Fort Loramie's back line, taken there by Grudich. Up front to a Redskin teammate. Good shot. Block attempt by Hrushi. Not complete. It sailed off the side of the floor. Jada Trees starting to come on strong. She and Summer Hoing assisting Kenzie Holscher up front. Grudich to serve. 8-6 lead, Fort Loramie. Three hits by Hrushi. Guess what? Ashley Scott down the right side of the floor. She windmilled one home. Beautifully done. 8-7. Hrushi within one. Scott serving. Well, she jumps into that shot. Grudich in the back line. Sends it far side of the floor for a teammate. An attempted kill by Hannah Ratterman. is blocked back by Scott. And it was Carly Scott who got the honors, the sister of Ashley. We're tied at 8. Ashley serving. Grudich for Fort Loramie. Ball set up front for Dries, who pushes it up and over. Here's Sherman, near side of the floor for Rushi. Got it. Oh, she found an empty spot in the Fort Loramie defense. 9-8. Rushi has gone in front. Redskins have been on top by 2 at least twice in this set. Now Rushi's in the lead, 9-8, up 2 sets to none. Oh, here's Fort Loramie with a serve receive. It's not handled well, and it's 10-8 Rushi. Ashley Scott has the honors again. She's clicking. 2-point lead Raiders. Ashley Scott walks it up front. Rear corner of the floor. Handled there on the play by Grudich. Grudich up front to the net. Let's see what's been ruled. In the net is Sherman for Rushi. Point Fort Loramie. 10-9 Raiders. Jada Dries serving here for Fort Loramie. She angles one far side of the floor. 3, it's on the play for Rushi. The last is to Sherman. Blocked back on the play by Fort Loramie. Good rally underway. Oh, Holscher finishes it off. Finishes it off, though, for Fort Loramie. Boy, she went rising into the air. Big leap off the floor. And she jammed that one home. And we're tied at 10. Rushi got the 2-point lead. Fort Loramie's come right back with 2. Serving as Dries for Fort Loramie. 1, 2, 3 hits for the Raiders, last of which by Sherman. Fort Loramie gets it back. Sherman scores again. She has been missed everything in this match tonight for Rushi, which leads 11-10. Jillian Chapman serving for Rushi. Boy, the duo up front of Sherman and Scott. Kate Sherman, the sophomore. Ashley Scott, the senior. It's been a little too much for Fort Loramie to handle. Oh, the Redskins with a great drop shot at the net. Rushi was backpedaling, thinking a kill was coming, and guess what Kenzie Holscher did?
Dropped it right in there.
Oh, she sure did. Little dink. 11-11 tie. In set 1, the club split the first 30 points. In set 2, they split the first 30. Here in set 3, they split the first 22. But Fort Loramie breaks on top, 12-11. As that diving attempt on the Rushi side went off the hands of Sherman, Kenzie Holscher serving for Fort Loramie, which is up 1, 12-11. Oh, Holscher with a good serve, hit the feet of Kendall Munn, and she can't dig it. Redskins up 2.
I think that might be Jaden Putoff.
Jaden Putoff is serving for Fort Loramie. 2-point lead, Redskins, 13-11. Well, you win this set, and you have breathed new life into your club and a lot of momentum, and you've got Rushi thinking a little bit more. But that serve by Fort Loramie has too much distance on it. Point Raiders, 13-12. Redskins in the lead by 1 still. Serve by Kendall Monon of Rushi. Good serve receive by Fort Loramie. Kill attempt, yes. Credit the Redskins. Jada Dries, 14-12, Fort Loramie. We're in the third set. Rushi's up 2 sets to none. Having won 25-21 and 25-23. Serve, receive, Rushi, set for Sherman. She goes cross court. Fort Loramie dives to keep it alive. Middle of the floor, Kenzie Holscher knocks one to the back line of Rushi. 1, 2, 3, hits for the Raiders, blocked back by Fort Loramie. Great rally here. Ball drilled by Rushi into the net cord. Point Redskins. 15-12. The lead by Fort Loramie is 3. And that's the Redskins' biggest advantage of the night in 2.5 sets. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
It is a 15-12 lead for Fort Loramie. 15-12. Redskins up three. Midway point, set number three. Rushi owned the first two sets, led virtually all the way in both. They wound up tight, 25-21, 25-23. And as we return to action with Fort Loramie having an advantage of three, Kenzie Holscher's serve is short. And Rushi gets the point, 15-13. Ashley Scott powers one for the Raiders. Near side of the floor, it is Fort Loramie. It goes off the court around the antenna, no good. Rushi cuts it to 15-14. No sooner does Fort Loramie get a three-point lead, Rushi strikes back. Here's a shot attempt, far side of the floor, yes, oh wow. Summer Hoying, the freshman for Fort Loramie, spanked that one home. It splattered off the hands of a Raider defender. Maya Maurer serving here now for the Fort Loramie Redskins, who are in the lead by two, 16-14. We are in the third set. Rushi's up two sets to none. The winner plays New Bremen in a regional championship game at 2 o'clock on Saturday here at Northmont. Fort Loramie serving, and an extra hit by the Redskins, or I should say by the Raiders.
I think she went into the net.
Yep, it was a technical violation of some kind. Point to Fort Loramie, which is up three, 17-14. Here's a set near side for Ashley Scott. She tries to go cross court. She cut it too close. It skipped off the net cord, 18-14 in favor of Fort Loramie. Maya Maurer serving. 4-point lead, Fort Loramie, set number three. Redskins searching for the first set of the night. Oh, what a serve to the back line. Ball popped way up in the air by Rushi. The third hit is up and over from 20 feet away. Fort Loramie with three hits. Here's a set near side for Ashley Scott. Recovery by Dries of Fort Loramie. Good shot off the fingertips of a Raider. They can't handle it. It's Hannah Ratterman who gets credit for the point. 19-14, Fort Loramie, late in the third set. Fort Loramie serving. It is Maya Maurer. It goes to the back line of Rushi. They set it near side on the play. For a Raider player, it is Sherman who drives it up and over. Good dig by Fort Loramie. And then Rushi at the net finds an opening. It's good. Ashley Scott, along with Kate Sherman, dynamite duo tonight for the Raiders, as they've been all year long. Maya Monin serving now for the Raiders, who are down 19-15. Three hits Fort Loramie, last of which is by Hannah Ratterman. Recovery by the Raiders, near side of the floor. Well done by Kelby Dosett. Good play by her. Three hits Raiders. Good effort by Grudich to keep it alive for Fort Loramie. Rushi goes scrambling. It's C.C. Borchers with a hit, but it's off the net and bounds off the court of play. Fort Loramie up five, 20-15. Redskins' biggest lead of the third set. Grace Rose serving. She's been sharp in that department tonight for Fort Loramie. She powers to the back line. Recovery there, Kendall Monin up front to Scott. Scott tries to angle it cross court, and it's no good. It's wide. It's wide. Head coach Aaron Watkins, timeout, Rushi, which trails 21-15, third set. Raiders lead, though, two sets to none on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art
project is leading the way in raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
As we return to action, Rushi with a defensive miscue, and Fort Loramie's lead mounts in the third set to 22-15. Oh, what a shot up front, though, by Carly Scott of Rushi. She glanced that one off the wrist of a Redskin near the back line. 22-16. Fort Loramie up by six. Very late here in the third set. Fort Loramie down two sets to none. Here's a set far side for Summerhoing. She blasts one over. Rushi recovers. Good block back by the Redskins at the net. It's Carly Scott again for Rushi. But Fort Loramie saves it. Near side, it's Grudich. She got it to Dries up front, up and over. Knocked back nicely by Pullman of Rushi. And then I think Fort Loramie's in the antenna, yep, or maybe broke the plane.
Yep. I think it hit the antenna.
Point Raiders, 22-17. Fort Loramie up five. Serving Borchers for Rushi. Oh, here's a great back set by Fort Loramie. That was execution. Nicely done by the Redskins. Maya Maurer received the ball from a teammate who fed it behind her to Maurer, and Maurer blistered one. 23-17, Fort Loramie, 2 points from set three. Serve received by Rushi. Far side of the floor, guess who? Ashley Scott. Boy, she cranked up on that one and drilled that ball off the arm of a Redskin in the corner of the floor. Scott serving, 23-18, Fort Loramie by five. Scott serves, middle of the floor, Fort Loramie handles. Set far side. The shot attempt by Dries is good, but Rushi recovers. Oh, diving play by Riley Heitkamp. She kept it alive for Fort Loramie. And then the spike up front by the Redskins went off the arm of a Raider. Kenzie Hosher on the point. Haven't heard from Kenzie in a while. Her teammates are really contributing and filling in. Far more of a team offensive effort by Fort Loramie here in the third set. 24-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. Point Rushi. Kate Sherman with a spike. Wasn't really hit that hard. She just placed it beautifully down the side of the floor about 10 or 12 feet beyond the net. 24-19. Rushi down five. Set point again for Fort Loramie. Here's a kill middle of the floor. Look out. It's good. It's good. It was Kenzie Hosher. She was fed the ball by Dries. Rushi thought Dries would power it. Hosher finished it. 25-19 Fort Loramie here in the third set. Rushi won the first two. We're pleased here on scoresbroadcast.com to have Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna on board. Hoing and Hoing has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, offering services like home remodels, additions, outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among current employees, Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the region. Say, if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing has lots for sale on Rutger Road in the Anna School District with high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144 for Hoing and Hoing Builders. By the way, Hoeing and Hoeing always looking for highly skilled workers in the construction and finished carpentry field. For information, that's 937-394-7144 for Hoeing and Hoeing Builders. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoeing and Hoeing in Anna. I didn't write it down, Mike. I think that was a 25-19 third set win for Fort Loramie after Rushi won the first two.
I did write that one down, so you are correct on the score.
Let's talk about Brookins momentarily. Open till 11 each night. Brookins and Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Outstanding food. Carl Arnes serves it upright. You'll never get better tasting high-quality food than at Brookins in Fort Loramie. And don't forget luncheon specials now. Roasted chicken Tuesday, pork tenderloin on Wednesday. Late-night menu still in effect. Open till 11. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Truly delicious. You'll love that pork chop special on Saturday night. Two mouth-watering marinated chops priced just right at Brookins. Tell Carl Arnes that you heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Final half minutes before set four. We had a four-setter last year in the regional championship when these two clubs collided. Fort Loramie won at 3-1. Only way it's going to be 3-1 tonight is if Rushi wins it. Rushi took the first two sets. Fort Loramie the third set. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, has high-quality furniture priced just right. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Priced to fit your budget with finance options and easy application. Visit our showroom, hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Well, we launch play here in the fourth set. Rushi's in the net. Give the Redskins the point. It's a 1-0 lead for Fort Loramie. And if the Redskins can win this fourth set and knot things up at 2, Rushi might feel the pressure. Raiders played exceedingly well in the first two sets. Did not deliver the knockout punch, though. In set 3, Fort Loramie came back to win it 25-19. We're tied at 1. Third point upcoming here in the fourth set. Ashley Scott serving for Rushi. Fort Loramie with a set near side. Oh, a clever play. That was Jada Dries. Tell you what, she started that windmill action and then just flicked it across about 5 feet beyond the net, and Rushi was fooled. 2-1 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here is Kate Sherman with a kill attempt. Oh, nice recovery by Fort Loramie. Holscher, middle of the floor. Yes, it's too hot to handle.
You know, it looked like Fort Loramie came out flat those first two games, but man, they caught up in a hurry.
Indeed, that was the word I wrote down after the first two sets of play by Fort Loramie, FL flat. And they showed spark in that third set, lead 3-1. Here at the outset of set number 4, rally underway. Here's a back set for Sherman for Rushi. She goes down the left side. Fort Recovery's got it. At the net, it's nicely done by Dries. Here is Rushi near side. Sherman around the antenna. Yes, Kate Sherman gets it. 3-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. Rushi wants to end it right here in the fourth set. Raiders don't want any part of a five-set match, having won the first couple. Great serve by Rushi. Takes Fort Loramie way off the end of the floor, back near the bleachers. They get it over. Kill attempt, Pullman at the net by Rushi. Gotten back by Fort Loramie. Holscher nails it. Kenzie Holscher makes it 4-2. Redskins not flat now. Jayden put off serving. Redskins appear to be in their element after a sluggish beginning to tonight's match. Here's a serve by Fort Loramie. Oh, one, two, three. It's the last play. Sherman got it for Rushi. 4-3. The lead, Fort Loramie. Kendall Monin serving for Rushi. Oh, just a splendid match of volleyball here tonight. New Bremen beat Tri-Village 3-1 in the first regional semifinal. Here it's 2-1 Rushi. But Fort Loramie's Kenzie Holscher, who is a little silent in set two, is sparkling right now. She blistered one right down the middle of the floor to give Fort Loramie a 5-3 lead. Holscher serving to Rushi's back line. Good decision by Kendall Monin. She let it fly right past her. It went off the court of play. A little heavy by Holscher on the serve. We are tied back up at five. Five each. Simone Putoff serving for Rushi. Here's Fort Loramie. One, two, three. It's, oh, the last one is too tough to handle. Rushi can't control it. Give Hannah Ratterman the credit for Fort Loramie. The 5'10 senior Ratterman. 6'5 in favor of Fort Loramie. Maya Maurer serving for the Redskins. Maurer windmills the arm. Rushi gets it back line. And coming up to keep it alive and save a chance at the point is Monin. Fort Loramie blocks it back. Three hits by Rushi. Hannah Ratterman again. 7-5 Redskins. Maya Maurer serving. Pardon the old-time expression, but this has turned into a barn burner here at Northmont.
Sure did.
An exciting match. Three-point lead Fort Loramie. Set four. Rushi up 2-1. Three hits on the Raiders side. Three hits on the Redskins side. The last of which is by Hannah Ratterman, but it's ruled an error in the net. Take the point away. Give it to Rushi. Raiders serving to our right. It's Maya Monin. Oh, it's well done at the feet of a Raider. Fort Loramie cannot gather it. 7-6 Fort Loramie by one.
That went right over the net and died.
Serve again by Rushi. Good top spin on that ball by Monin. Here's Fort Loramie, three hits. Good block at the net by Scott of Rushi. Fort Loramie sends one to the corner of the floor. Running after it is Borchers up front to Ashley Scott. Back set by Fort Loramie. Kill attempt by Dries. Good recovery by Rushi. This may be the best rally of the night. Little touch shot by Holscher. Fine recovery by Rushi. Block attempt at the net by Fort Loramie. It's no good. Fort Loramie doesn't get the point. It rolled across the net cord, fell back on the Redskins' side. 7-7 tie. C.C. Borcher serving for Rushi. One, two, three hits for the Redskins. Yes, it's in the corner of the floor. No, let's see.
Our official called maybe an antenna?
Not sure. One official thought it was good, one no good. They quickly resolved it. Point Rushi, which leads 8-7. Here's Fort Loramie. One, two, three hits. Shot attempt by Paige Eilerman. No, it's Jada Dries on the shot. It hits the stripe near side of the floor. Good point, Redskins. Dries draws Fort Loramie even. Eight apiece here in set number four. Rushi up 2-1. Grace Rose strides forward. Grace serves. Serve receive. Back line by Pullman of Rushi. Ball to the front line. And, wow, Rushi gets a break. It crawls across the netting. And Fort Loramie can't dig it off the hardwood. 9-8 Rushi. C.C. Borchers with the service. Serve, receive, Holscher. Up front it goes on the play to, I think, Dries. She nudges it in for Fort Loramie. Tied right back up at 9. Ava Grudich serving here for the Redskins. Ava back line. Rushi's got it. Here's Borchers setting up a teammate near side. It's Bailey Pullman. Got it. Bailey Pullman pours one in down the left side of the floor, 10-9 in favor of the Raiders. Ashley Scott serving. Ashley walks to the back line. Good topspin on that service. It is Heitkamp digging it off the floor, up front to a teammate. Shot is short, but Dries, point to Rushi, which is up two now, 11-9, leading 2-1. Ashley Scott serving again. Two-point advantage, Rushi. Scott, middle of the floor, dug off the hardwood by Heitkamp. Sets a teammate near side. Shot, yes, by Fort Loramie. Wow. Angling cross floor was Maya Maurer. Splendidly done. Perfectly placed. 11-10. Rushi up one. Jada Dries serving for Fort Loramie. Dries way to the back line. Rushi thought about letting it go. Did notch it forward to a teammate. Blocked by Fort Loramie up and over at the net. Point Redskins. Raiders were not in sync on their side of the net after the serve receive. 11-11. Here's a set near side for Sherman of Rushi. An attempted block back by Fort Loramie's no good. Point Raiders, who lead 12-11. 12-11 in favor of Rushi. Serving Raiders. Heitkamp back line. Sets it up front for a teammate. It's Holscher who spikes it in for Fort Loramie. We're tied at 12. All tied at 12. Here's Jaden Putoff. Set to serve. Putoff to the back line of Rushi. One, two, three hits. The last of which by Sherman is to Fort Loramie's back line. Dug off the floor by Grudich. And Fort Loramie's up and over in three shots. Rushi pushes one across in three. Here's a cross-court kill attempt by Dries. Saved by the Raiders. It's Porcher's near side. Tried to make the kill. It was a little sloppy. And then Fort Loramie hammered it home. It was Holscher on the shot. 13-12 in favor of Fort Loramie. It looks like this fourth set is going to go to the wire. Jaden Putoff serving for Fort Loramie, which is down 2-1. Putoff pounds one to the back line of the Raiders. One, two, three, hits the last by Sherman. Oh, a beautiful block by Fort Loramie, which earns the point. Redskins are timing up Kate Sherman right now.
I think it was Maya.
No, the point by Maya Maurer of Fort Loramie.
Nice block.
Well timed by the Redskins. A lead by two. 14-12. Here's Rushi. Third hit near side. Sherman knocks one over softly. Fort Loramie tries to place one. It's Grudich down the near side. Oh, the Raiders with one, two, three hits. The last fly is in the air backwards. Point Fort Loramie. Timeout Rushi. Momentum Redskins. 2-1 lead. Raiders 15-12 Redskins in set four on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Jaden Putoff serving for Fort Loramie. Serve received by Rushi. The third attempt is a spike angled cross court. and it's in the corner of the floor. Jillian Chapman, critical point for Rushi, or Fort Loramie would have gone up 4. 15-13. Redskins lead by 2 in the fourth set. Oh, here's Rushi smacking one to the back line. Great recovery by Fort Loramie. Redskins went off the floor to get it. Riley Heitkamp is diving all over the place. So is Maya Maurer. Great play by Fort Loramie. Rushi tries to kill again. Redskins get it back. Up front to Borchers. Near side, Sherman. Deflected by Fort Loramie to the back line. Far side of the floor, Redskins. Kill attempt, the Drees. Gotten back by Rushi. Biggest rally of the night. Great volleyball at the moment. Shot by Sherman up front, a kill. Dug off the floor by Fort Loramie, which gets the point. Holscher! 16-13 Redskins. Two sets to one lead, Rushi. Holscher serving. Summer Hoing with beautiful play all night long. The ninth grader for the Redskins. Getting better as the evening progresses. Fort Loramie performing much better than it did in the first two sets until that point as Rushi Sherman scorches one. Woo! That one had steam on it as it sailed over the net. 16-14. Fort Loramie leads. Serving, Simone put off for Rushi. Dug off the floor by Grudich of Fort Loramie. Three hits up and over. Rushi's got it now. It's Borchers, front line to Pullman. And then Fort Loramie up front. Gets a hammer job by Hannah Ratterman. It's good. Hannah Ratterman. Splendid play by her. Nobody home. Back line of Rushi. 17-14. Fort Loramie up 3. Redskins try to even up this match at 2 sets apiece. Serving Maya Maurer of Fort Loramie. Here's Rushi. 1, 2, 3. Hits near side. Scott. Oh, she hooked it around the antenna. No good. 18-14, Fort Loramie. Timeout called by Rushi, which is down 4, but leading 2-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Oh, what a block just turned in by Hannah Ratterman of Fort Loramie to stretch the Redskins' bulge to 19-14. Fort Loramie 6 points away from tying up this match at 2 sets apiece. Maya Maurer serving here for Fort Loramie. Kenzie Holscher in the last couple of sets here has really gotten help up front from Dries and Hoing. Here's a serve, and it's powered a little strong by Fort Loramie off the end of the floor. Wise play by the Raiders to let it fly past. Point Rushi, 19-15. Fort Loramie up 4. Redskins serve receive. Here's a shot by Dries. Good recovery by Rushi. It goes to the front line, and an attempt by C.C. Borchers to Fort Loramie's back row is a good one. Well done by Borchers. Boy, she put the palm of the hand on that one and whipped it into the corner. 19-16. Fort Loramie's lead is 3. Oh, here's a set. Far side kill. Jada Dries. She's got it. Boy, the passing on that play by Fort Loramie was splendid. Jada Dries on the finish. A cross-court spike. 20-16. Fort Loramie in the lead by 4. Grace Rose serving. 2-1 Raiders. Redskins, though, on the cusp of tying up this match at 2 each. Serve receive, Ashley Scott to the front line to a teammate, gathered there by Simone Putoff of Rushi. 3 hits for Loramie, the last of which is by Summer Hoying. Raiders get it back. Redskins with 1, 2, 3 hits. It drops up and over. Jada Drees notches the point for Fort Loramie. 21-16. Redskins up 5. Grace Rose serving. We may be headed to a 5th and final. 15-point set. Oh, that serve by Fort Loramie has got so much zip on it. The Raiders cannot reel it in. 22-16. 6-point lead. Grace Rose, red hot serving right now for the Redskins. Rose jumps into that serve. Dug off the floor by Kendall Monin. Set up front for Ashley Scott of Rushi. She goes to the Redskins' back line. 1, 2, 3. It's the last one, a soft one by Kenzie Holscher. Here's the ball fed near side to Scott, and she glances one off the arm of a Redskin at the net. Point, Ashley Scott. 22-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. Rushi up 2-1. Good serve. Misplayed by Fort Loramie. They recover. Oh, do they ever recover? What a shot. Jaden Putoff bailed out the Redskins. She pounded that one. Putoff got it done. 23-17 Fort Loramie. 2 points away from a fourth set victory. Ava Grudich serving now for the Redskins. Ball sent to the back line. It's Chapman there for Rushi. Goes up front to a teammate. It's Sherman who goes cross court. And then Fort Loramie comes right back. And is it wide of the mark? It is. Drees thought she had a lane down the near side of the floor. Just missed it. 23-18. 5-point lead for Loramie. Here's Riley Heitkamp up to the front line to Holscher. Back set by the Redskins. Oh, Rushi's got to go off the floor into the bleachers, and the Raiders cannot run it down. Maya Maurer with the shot for Fort Loramie. This is a set point. 24-18 Redskins as they try to tie it up. Ball fed to the back line. Gathered there by Ashley Scott up front to Sherman. Kill attempt. Dug off the floor by Heitkamp. Up front to a teammate. Yes, Holscher on the finish to conclude the fourth set. 25-18 Fort Loramie. We've got a 15-pointer coming up in the 5th and deciding set. It's 2-all on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a 4-decade, 2-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Well, the stage is set. We have a 15-point winner, fifth and deciding set, upcoming. Rushi won the first two by scores of 25-21, 25-23. Then back comes Fort Loramie to win 25-19, 25-18. I remarked early in that third set, momentum could change. The pressure could switch. It might be on the back of the Raiders now. Fort Loramie has gotten stronger as the night has progressed. And Rushi was beaten by 6 and 7 points in the last two sets. First one to 15 by two wins the fifth and deciding set and earns the right to play New Bremen at 2 o'clock on Saturday for the regional championship. New Bremen, a winner in the 5:30 match, 3-1 over Tri-Village. Secure Com and Minster, a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Remember, the security for your business doesn't necessarily require a large amount of money or time. Secure Com and Minster find solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. At SecureCom, we know most people have common knowledge about security, but you better leave it to the experts. We will show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that is efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for many years to come. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. Located at 307 West 1st, inquire online at SecureCom. That's SecureCom, no E on secure, SecureCom.com. Your pros in protection. Here we go, starting set number 5. Fine rally underway. Rushi, C.C. Borcher sets middle of the floor for Sherman. Is it in? I think so. Did it touch a Redskin? Was it whiffed by Fort Loramie? Did it fall off the floor, off the court of play? No. Redskins got a finger on it. Sherman earns the point. The officials got it right. 1-0 Rushi. Oh, here's a great serve. Wow. Beautifully done on the play by Simone Putoff. She's outstanding in that department. She fired one to the back line. Fort Loramie caught off guard, and it banged off the arm of a defender. 2-0 lead, Rushi. First one to 15 by 2. Takes the fifth to deciding set, and we've got a carry. We got a lift by Fort Loramie. Defensive error. 3-0, Rushi. We're tied at 2 sets apiece. Simone Putoff serving for the Raiders. Putoff steps into her service. She's been very good here at the beginning of set number 5. Oh, here is a kill attempt by Holscher at the net. Good block back by Pullman of Rushi. And then Fort Loramie retaliates. A cross-court shot is in. It was Maya Maurer. Oh, she found the empty nest in the defense of Rushi. And she spotted it right there. 3-1 in favor of Rushi. Set 5, fifth and decisive set. 3 hits by Rushi, 3 hits by Fort Loramie. The last little blooper, it's good. Kenzie Holscher cranked up that right arm and then pulled the string on it. Jada Tree serving here now for Fort Loramie. 3-2 lead in favor of Rushi. Great serve. Rushi has difficulty. Third hit rather sloppy. 3 hits by Fort Loramie. Kill by Holscher. Oh, she blazed a trail. What a shot. 3 points Rushi, 3 points Fort Loramie.
That was probably the hardest ball I've seen hit all night.
The two clubs have split 6 to start the fifth and deciding set. Serving Holscher. Rushi sends it near side to Ashley Scott. And she loops one down the left side of the floor. It's a dandy. It's on the line. Well done by Ashley Scott. Perfection. 4-3 in favor of Rushi. Here is a serve by Scott. By Scott of Rushi. It's down the right side of the floor. Fort Loramie goes diving for it. And it is off the court of play. It missed. Redskins luckily didn't touch it. Point awarded to Fort Loramie. The serve a bit wide by Rushi. 4-3 is the score on the board. That's mistaken. It was 3-3. Rushi got a point to go up 4-3. And I think now the officials
are having a discussion.
Have a little meeting as to what transpired. The point has not been registered on the board yet for Fort Loramie. Was it touched by Fort Loramie? Did the serve miss by Rushi? Was it untouched by the Redskins? Scoreboard still reads 4-3. I'm confused. It's a big point. It's 15. It's a game of to 15 but 2. And we've got one of the officials on the near side of the floor still chatting with the official scorer's desk. There's the point for Fort Loramie. Tied at 4. Jaden Putoff serves for Fort Loramie. Even up at 4 apiece. Putoff smacks one to the back line. It's Kendall Monin. Sends it up front to Scott. Scott blisters one. Fort Loramie gets an arm on it, but that's it. It sails to the first row. Point Ashley Scott, the senior for Rushi, which leads 5-4. C.C. Borcher serving for the Raiders. We're tied at 2. Fifth and decisive set. 1, 2, 3 hits by Fort Loramie. Last by Holscher. Gotten back by Rushi. Cross court set by the Redskins. Shot by Summerhoing in the corner. Rushi recovers. Then the Raiders go to the back line. No good. A little heavy. Bailey Pullman tried to hit the crease. The black stripe back of the court. Missed it. 6 inches strong. We're tied at 5. First one to 15 by 2. Takes the match. Serving Holscher. Serve receive Rushi. Set far side to Ashley Scott. It bounds off the net cord. Fort Loramie gets it back. Deep to Kendall Monin of Rushi. Up front, the Raiders knock it up and over. Fort Loramie gets it over the net. Good block by Rushi. Fort Loramie keeps it alive. We're tied at 5. Rally still going on. Here's a shot by Ashley Scott. She loops it. Good recovery by Grudich. And then Fort Loramie is out of position. Shot by Rushi is good into the right corner. It was Monin. Maya Monin got it for the Raiders. Both clubs went shifting all over the floor. Eventually, Rushi, during that rally, found the open spot to lead 6-5. Serve received by the Redskins. And, oh, what a shot. That was hammered in by Hannah Ratterman. A Raider went to the floor, simply could not dig it softly off the hardwood. Hannah Ratterman has come up big with some heavyweight shots. We're tied at 6. First one to 15 by 2 takes the match. Two sets apiece. Maya Maurer serving here for Fort Loramie to Ashley Scott. Ball set in the middle for Sherman. A one-hander is good. Kate Sherman nestled one in. She and Bailey Pullman both went up at the same time. Clever play by Rushi. Little deception. 7-6 Raiders. Serve receive Grudich. Grudich gets it back. Knocks it up and over. Three hits Raiders. Down the left side of the floor goes Sherman. Hits wide. 7-all. Woo! It's tight. Mighty close. Fifth set. Two sets apiece. Grace Rose serving for Fort Loramie. She's done an outstanding job in that department all night long. Rose to Rushi's back line. Set near side by Sherman. Blocked back by Fort Loramie. Three hits by Rushi. Last by Sherman again. Here comes the big windmill from Summerhoing. It's recovered by the Raiders. Block attempt by Fort Loramie at the net. Goes to the back line. Rudich sends it up front to Dries. Dries pounds one over. Rushi on three hits gets it back. Important rally here. We're tied at 7. Fine block by Rushi. Right back to Fort Loramie, which gets it up and over. And then the hit by Rushi is good on the strike. It's Monin. She came out of nowhere. Maya Monin gets the point for the Raiders, who lead at 8-7. Kendall Monin serving with Rushi up one. We're in the fifth set. Kendall runs it up. Fires one to the back line of Fort Loramie. Three, it's Raiders. Here's Sherman slapping one over for Rushi. Set far side of the floor for Summerhoing. She knocks it near side for Ashley Scott. It hits the net, and the Raiders run out of hits. No, they don't. They got one more left. It's up and over. Good play by Kendall Monin. Here's Fort Loramie with a spike down the near side. It's no good. No good. Jada Dries just missed it. Oh, she was a half a foot wide. Rushi earns a big point. Timeout Fort Loramie. 9-7 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Well, Rushi led 3-1 at the start of this fifth set. Now leads 9-7. In between, there were three ties. This is the fifth set to 15-2. Here's Fort Loramie with a kill attempt at the net. It's a little heavy. It's strong. It missed. Jada Dries went to the back edge of the floor, and it just missed. Nipping the strike. 10-7, Rushi. Raiders serving. It's Kendall Monin. It's Grudich for Fort Loramie. Up front to Jada Dries. Now Summer Hoing. She nudges one across. Rushi gets it back. Three hits Redskins. Big point here. Heitkamp with a set for a teammate. It's into the net. No good. Into the net. No good. Point Rushi. 11-7 Raiders. 11-7 Raiders. Four in a row by Rushi to break the 7-all tie. Fort Loramie needs a streak here. Ball set far side by the Redskins. Oh, what a kill. But Jaden Putoff, the block is off the mark by Rushi. Jaden Putoff stops the bleeding momentarily. 11-8. Rushi up three. Fifth and deciding set. Here's the serve by Fort Loramie. 1-2-3 hits for the Raiders. Last by Sherman. Redskins go to the back line to Heitkamp. Up front to Summerhoing, who pushes one across. Rushi with a little dink at the net. Blocked by Fort Loramie. 1-2-3 hits for the Raiders. Yes! It's Sherman. It was Sherman or Borchers. It might have been CeCe. Fort Loramie was scrambling out of position to defend during that rally. And CeCe Borchers found the opening. Another timeout, Fort Loramie. 12-8 lead, Rushi. Fifth and deciding set on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
S-C-O-R-E-S. Scores, scores, scores. One more time. S-C-O-R-E-S. Scores, scores, scores.
The rally, the big rally is underway. Rushi up before 12-8. Fort Loramie recovering on the far side at Summerhoing. Knocks it to Rushi's back line. 4-point lead Raiders late in the fifth set. Big rally ongoing. Here's a kill attempt by Jada Dries. Oh, what a recovery by Rushi. Splendid play by Kendall Monin. Fort Loramie with a kill middle of the floor. Good by Kenzie Holscher. Whew. That was a critical point for Fort Loramie. It is 12-9 in favor of Rushi. Jada Drees is serving.
Woo. Tell you how much I love Shelby County sports.
Jack Kramer tries to hang on to his voice for five sets here tonight from Northmont. Here's the serve received by Rushi. Shot by the Raiders. Crawls along the net and eventually goes over. Fort Loramie alertly gets it back. And the shot by the Redskins is strong. Jada Drees missed the mark by inches. It is 13-9, Rushi. Raiders 2 points away from earning a berth in the regional championship. Striding forward to serve is Maya Manan of Rushi. Goes to the back line of Fort Loramie. The Redskins try to hammer one in the corner. It's not good. It's off the floor. Jaden put off, just missed it. Redskins just a bit off the mark right now. 14-9, Rushi. Set point, match point. Fort Loramie, one, two, three hits. Nudged over, but put off. Here's a set near side for Ashley Scott. Big kill. Gotten back before Loramie. And then a shot by the Redskins is good. Ella Ratterman saves the day. No, it was Kenzie Holscher. 14-10. Rushi in the lead. Jaden put off serving. Again, set point, match point for the Rushi Raiders. Here's the serve of Fort Loramie. Dug off the floor. Set backward for CeCe Borchers. She goes to the back side of the floor. It's on the line. It's good. Point Rushi. Set Rushi. Match Rushi. Well, Fort Loramie's shots were a bit off late in the fifth set. They missed by 5-6 inches on two or three. That was a great effort by Rushi.
Fantastic.
Who drilled the last point for the Raiders, Mike?
I think it was Carly.
Carly Scott. Carly Scott was right on the stripe. It hit the back line beyond the Fort Loramie defense. And it's a 15-10 win in set five for Rushi, which gets New Bremen at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. How about that? Fort Loramie had beaten New Bremen in the season. Rushi lost to New Bremen early, 3-0. Rushi's got a chance to even the score, beat New Bremen, and advance to the state Final Four at Vandalia Butler next Saturday and Sunday. My voice, Mike.
Maybe it'll be back by then.
My voice barely hung on for that fifth set. It was simply a case of a few unforced errors by Fort Loramie. They had shots, makeable shots. They tried to cut it too close late in that fifth set, and shots just missed. Little long, little wide. And Rushi, which spurted in the middle of that fifth set from a 7-7 tie to a lead of 14-9 before winning 15-10.
But give Loramie credit. They,
yep,
they came from 0-2. They played well. They played very well.
Yep, Redskins did not play well first two sets. Played extremely well in sets 3 and 4. Oftentimes, when you expend that much energy to rally and come back, you may not be able to find that spark to finish out the night.
That is true.
And Rushi was able to regain in set five that energy it had in the first two sets. And the 23-3 Redskins coming in wind up 23-4 on the year, and the Rushi Raiders are now 22-4 on the season and advance on to play New Bremen, which has been ranked in the top 4 or 5 in the state all year long. Rushi finished out the regular season ranked number 11 in the state of Ohio in D4. This was the rubber match of the three matches between these two schools this year. In the regular season, Rushi won at home, then Fort Loramie won at home, and now Rushi takes, you might say, match three between the two schools, the rubber match, the all-important one here in the regional semifinal. Rushi victorious in five, 25-21, 25-23. Fort Loramie won 25-19, 25-18 before Rushi came back to win 15-10 in set five. And it's a tough call. Our Clancy's stars of the game. I tell you what, Kate Sherman and Ashley Scott probably share the duties for Rushi. For Fort Loramie, high marks to Kenzie Holscher for sure. Yeah, high marks to Kenzie. Hannah Ratterman played well. Summer Hoying, a lot of spark. Number of players performed beautifully in this match tonight. A lot of skill out there for certain. Two well-coached teams. And Rushi caught Fort Loramie flat in the first two sets. Raiders took advantage, played exceedingly well. Fort Loramie had just one lead in the first two sets. One. That was a 2-1 in set number one. Rushi dominated the first two sets, was out in front all the way. Winning by four, winning by two. Fort Loramie tried to rally in both sets, fell short. Rushi spent itself in the first two sets, and Rushi was a little soft in sets three and four. Fort Loramie had gathered itself, got confident. The Redskins blistered their way through 25-18 and 25-19 wins in sets three and four. Rushi was able to break a 7-7 tie in the middle of the fifth and decisive set. Pulled away by, 14-9. In fact, it was 7-7, then 9-7, 11-7, and wound up at 14-9, 15-10. Fort Loramie with more unforced errors. That clearly a difference in this match tonight. And that two-person tandem up front of Kate Sherman and Ashley Scott on this particular night, more often than not, a little too much for Fort Loramie to handle.
And they did some really fantastic job blocking, too.
Oh, yeah. Front. Yeah, they sure did. Yeah, Rushi blocked exceedingly well in this match tonight to win it in five. Fort Loramie graduates quite a few seniors. This was an experienced team, which was beaten here tonight in the regional semifinals. Paige Eilerman, a 12th grader. Kenzie Holscher, a senior. Ella Ratterman, a senior. Grace Rose, a 12th grader. Maya Maurer, a senior. Ava Grudich, a senior. Hannah Ratterman, a 12th grader. Jaden Putoff, a senior. Gloria Olberding, a senior. The Redskins do return a host of juniors. Riley Heitkamp, who played extremely well here tonight. Jada Dries is back. Brooke Holdhouse returns. Quinn Schultes comes back. Colleen Brandewee is a junior. And, of course, Ava Schultes out all year with the knee injury, having been hurt in the very first match. She'll come back next year as a senior. As I look at the roster, Summer Hoying, well, you can't overlook her, a freshman. She'll be the go-to gal, or at least one of them, up front for Fort Loramie volleyball next year. Summer Hoying, a 6-foot ninth grader. Looking down the road, our first high school basketball game of the year probably is still in play, November 20th. Fort Loramie girls at Miami East. And Fort Loramie won tonight and Saturday in volleyball and extended the season. Fort Loramie girls hoops might have been delayed, but I think there's a good chance the start will be in order as scheduled on November 20th, and that will be our first hoops game of the 2020-2021 basketball year. Fort Loramie girls at Miami East on Friday, the 20th of this month. Congrats to Aaron Watkins and the Rushi Raiders. Oh, wow. excuse me. I'm sorry, what were you pointing at there, Mike?
Clancy's.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Clancy's. My fault. I've talked all about the stars. Kate Sherman and Ashley Scott for Rushi. They are our Clancy's Award winners. Tonight, most valuable players for the Rushi Raiders. Thanks to Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
This is Jack Kramer with Mike Wick back here at Northmont. We are the Masked Announcers. Thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks for bearing with me down the stretch of that fifth and final set. I got a little excited. The voice got frayed around the edges. We wear masks. And I tell you what, it got warm in here. And after five sets, wow, the voice was wavering. I got really, really excited at the end of a terrific five-set volleyball match. Aaron Watkins is over there for the Rushi Raiders. I wonder if we could get him on for just a minute. I wonder. I tell you what, let's take a break. Let's take a lengthy break here, Mike. We'll see if we can corral Aaron. Not sure that we can. Let's try. Back in a minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And welcome back here to Northmont. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick. We have closed out a terrific five-set regional semifinal volleyball match between Rushi and Fort Loramie, won by the Raiders in five. And Aaron Watkins, head coach of Rushi in his fifth year, has joined us. Aaron, do you have a voice left?
I don't know. You can tell me. I think a little bit.
I tell you what, last two or three points of that fifth set, mine just about went. That match was so exciting.
It was.
Great to be a part of it. Somebody had to lose. It was even Steven.
Yep.
And like a volleyball set can go with waves of momentum, that entire match went in waves.
Yep.
All night long, too.
Absolutely.
Each coach called critical timeouts. What did you say during those timeouts in sets three and four to try to get your young ladies back on track?
We just talked about energy. We thought we were kind of playing flat. We'd get a kill or get something good going our way, and we just didn't really seem to capture momentum. So we just talked about energy, doing what we need to do and controlling our side of the net. And I think that fifth set, they kind of refocused on that.
Well, flat was the word I used to describe Fort Loramie in the first two sets, but you came out like gangbusters. Rushi had a lot to do with Fort Loramie's play, which was off in the first two sets.
Yeah, I think we came out and we executed our game plan, and that's really the big thing. The third and fourth sets, Loramie made some adjustments, but I really think those first two sets, we just came out and played really well. We played in our system and did what we wanted to do, and it just took Loramie a little bit to adjust to that.
It helped me identify your key players tonight. Certainly it was a team effort.
Absolutely.
But you know, Kate Sherman, Ashley Scott, you expected top performances from them, and you got A-plus work. C.C. Borchers, how about Kendall Monin? Splendid.
Kendall is one of the most underrated players, maybe in the state. She is all over, and she does not get the credit she deserves, I don't think, honestly. She's all over the floor. She just didn't get those big flashy kills.
Right.
But she kept us in so many rallies.
Yeah.
You know, gave us so many of those hustle points, and you can't trade that, especially not in a match like this.
Okay, what do you do between now and Saturday afternoon? New Bremen is next. You played the Cardinals early in the year, lost 3-0.
Yep.
But that was a long time ago. That's out of everybody's mind.
Yeah. We go home tonight, we rest. We just have a nice light practice tomorrow. I go over scouting report and just get some reps in. I don't think we really need to focus on and work on anything. Just go over scouting report. Just keep them in a routine and just come here ready to play on Saturday.
Ignorant question. What does a scouting report in volleyball consist of?
Where girls start in the rotation.
Okay.
Maybe where the ball's going to go, who we can serve at in certain areas.
Okay.
So just helps girls give something to focus on when they're in the game, just things to watch for.
Hey, congrats. 2 years in a row, regional championship game.
Yes, first time ever in Rushi volleyball. hit that home.
How about that? Four straight regionals and 2 straight years regional finalist. Way to go, Coach Watkins and the Rushi Raiders.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Congratulations. See you back here on Saturday.
Yes. Yep. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Rushi Raiders victorious in 5 over Fort Loramie.
That's right.
Again, reciting those scores. Set 1, Rushi 25-21. Set 2, Rushi 25-23. Set 3, Fort Loramie 25-19. Set 4, Fort Loramie 25-18. Fifth and deciding set, Rushi broke a 7-7 tie, got hot, pushed the advantage all the way up to 14-9, and won 15-10. Great night.
What a great night.
Great night. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors and Rushi sponsors as well. We talked a few times about Francis Schulze and Superior, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, it'll keep you moving forward. Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, what you can imagine we can create. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. The In-Between, south of Botkins. Food's not in between, it's out of this world. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. GoffneyFurniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Thanks as well to Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Fort Loramie game sponsors, as always, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. In addition, we want to give credit to a new underwriting sponsor, SecureCom in Minster. Thanks very much to SecureCom. That's SecureCom. Available online at SecureCom.com. At SecureCom, we'll design a security system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for many years to come. That's SecureCom, 307 West 1st in Minster. Inquire online at SecureCom.com. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom does it all. Your pros in protection. And don't forget our anchors. Oh, we can't do without them. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, and the Sydney Daily News. And don't forget, Bodkin's boys soccer team is still alive, having won last night 2-1 in Columbus, 2-1 overtime victory. Bodkin's boys return to action Saturday night at 7 down at Cincinnati Madeira as Bodkin's tries to return to the state, I think, for the second straight year. I think Bodkin's won the regional championship a year ago. Two fantastic seasons in a row for the Bodkin's Trojans at Madeira Saturday night at 7, regional championship after winning 2-1 on the road in overtime last night. Again here today to recap, Rushi beats Fort Laramie in 5, 15-10 in the fifth and deciding set. New Bremen earlier tonight at 5:30 beat Tri-Village 3-1. New Bremen and Rushi meet for the second time this year. It's the regional title game, 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And here on scoresbroadcast.com, we've got the match for you at about 1:40 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. For Mike Wick, this is Jack Kramer saying good night from Northmont on scoresbroadcast.com.